All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Back in time.
Where were you?
February 17th, 1998. In the news, National Security Advisor Samuel Berger declares that Saddam Hussein's chemical and biological weapons capabilities constitute a direct security issue to the American people. And First Lady Hillary Clinton predicts that the controversy over her husband's alleged relationship with Monica Lewinsky will slowly dissipate over time, and she is confident that the public will stick with him. At the movies...
When the ship docks... I'm getting off with you.
The tragic tale that is now in its ninth week at number one at the box office.
I've got $10 in my pocket. I have nothing to offer you, and I know that. I understand. But I'm too involved now. You jump, I jump, remember? I can't turn away without knowing you'll be all right.
It's not up to you to save me, Jack.
Titanic stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet.
You must promise me that you'll survive. You won't give up. No matter what happens, promise me now, Rose.
I promise I will never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
Tuesday Night TV features the Winter Olympics on CBS. Meanwhile, over on NBC, tonight on News Radio, Mr. James makes Dave get rid of all the free snacks in the break room, and Bill starts a selfish revolution in protest.
Look, Dave is just doing his job.
So is Genghis Khan.
The Wrath of Khan.
Right.
All right, I know you guys are upset, but I think that my personal relationship with Dave ethically precludes me from any further involvement in this conversation. Sorry.
Aha! That's what Captain Kirk would have said.
What?
And on the radio,
hanging on to number 3, Leanne Rimes with How Do I? I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1998.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.